Yeah, so Dave is the mastermind behind the website VoteForTheWorst.com. Now, if you're not familiar, again, it's the website that encourages people to vote for the American Idol contestant that maybe isn't the best performer, is just entertaining, and maybe who is just lovable, but not necessarily the best idol. Now, Dave, you've had some really interesting emails from people. You've had some threats. You've been called names. Let me just look at the notes that I've written down here. You've been called everything from a child abuser to an idiot, a moron, and some other words we can't even use on the air. Is that the case? Are you really a heartless jerk?
I am also a child abuser in real life, but it's just, the thing is, people take it so seriously, and just like, they also want a child abuser or a heartless jerk or this or that. Putting up a website that's saying, let's have fun with the TV show, it's like, how can you, I don't understand why people take it that seriously, but really, I mean, like I said, in real life, it's my sense of humor. I think a lot of people don't get it. And I think the people that come to the website and get it understand my sense of humor. And the people that don't get it, you know, obviously don't get that sense of humor. It's kind of, you know, sarcastic and, you know, whatnot. But I think if people take the site at face value and they just think that, you know, we hate Sanjaya, then of course they probably think I'm a terrible person. But if you read into the site, it's pretty obvious we love Sanjaya. We think he's awesome. We think he's really funny, so...
Well, speaking of hate-filled, I grabbed this response from your website, and I'm just going to read it to our listeners now. It says, "You guys gave Bush his 2 terms as president, and I brushed it off. But putting through some lame-ass contestant on a TV show, that's just crossing the line. Now you guys are all over the news, radio, and internet, making money through sponsors, possibly. We'll see who has the last laugh here. We'll show you who has nothing better to do by taking your asses to court and protesting about people who don't have the right to vote for lame asses." Interesting, though, that people have the time to write paragraphs and paragraphs of emails to you, but you're the one who has no life, hey? So what do you think about when you get these types of messages?
Well, I mean, I love whatever. The hate mail makes me laugh. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite parts of the entire website is because you get the funniest hate mail. And so, you know, when people say, oh, it's like that one you just read where someone said, oh, it was okay that you guys must have voted for Bush for 2 years because he was the worst, but now voting for American Idol, that's crossing the line. I'm like, you know, you're right, because politics is just not important, but the American Idol, that right there is, that's the end all to be all, so I can completely understand where they're coming from. No. But these people there's some really crazy people out there. I've been threatened. I got another email today saying that people are putting together a class action lawsuit, and they know where I live, and they're going to come find me and hunt me down, and it's like I said, you know, then these people tell me that I have no life or that I need to get over it, but obviously, you know, it's a little bit of hypocrisy there, so we like to put them on the site to laugh about that stuff.
There you go. And just looking at another one here, it says, "Do you know what you guys are doing to American Idol? ?! Just to let you know, me and all my friends freaking hate you guys. Why are you torturing America like this? You guys are wasting your life on this. I hope none of you are making money because that could all be gone in one lawsuit. So you guys better get rid of this site." And it ends with, "Get a hobby," and it's signed by Fractured Thumb. I'm guessing, is that a dialer nickname or something? So yeah, it's crazy. There's also the one girl, she's even starving herself. You've heard about that because the video's on your website. The girl is starving herself until that contestant is voted out.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy. And the funny thing is, even on the radio, you know, it doesn't even come across how many spelling errors and the capitalization and the extra exclamation points in these letters. They're even funnier to read just because of that stuff. But yeah, and then you got the crazy girl starving herself. I don't think she's really starving herself, because if you've noticed, she put up a video the first day saying, "I'm going to starve myself." It's been 7 days, she hasn't put up another video, because she's probably stuffing her face with burgers or something, so...
Well, for some people, though, I guess it couldn't hurt. Maybe that's a good way to lose weight, right?
That's what a lot of people say. They always mean, say, "Well, that girl needs to lose a little weight anyway." And I'm like, well, that's kind of mean. And I'm like, well, she's kind of asking for it, because, honestly, if you're going to starve yourself for such a stupid reason, or even pretend to starve yourself for such a stupid reason, then... You know, you kind of deserve... And, like, we get hate mail, you know, we brush it off. She has to be able to brush off the hate mail, too, if she's gonna, you know, do something so stupid, so...
Well, good luck with your campaign. Have fun also, you know, spell-checking those nasty email messages that you get. Dave from VoteForTheWorst.com, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it's been fun, thanks.
Back to the music. Here's The Fray with How to Save a Life. You're listening to Jeremy Bradley on Top of the Charts.